The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Good morning, everybody. My name's Tom Sohn, and welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord. And today, I'm going to talk you through my favourite property investments so far, and also, what are your ideal property investments to go for. So I was asked this the other day, and look, I've always known what my favorite property investment is for me so far, but I never really thought about why that's my favorite property investment. And it also led me on to think, well, if that's the reason why this is my favorite property investment, maybe I should go for more of those that match those same reasons. But so I'm going to share two property investments with you today that were my favorites and are my favorites so far. But also, if you're just starting out in property investment as well, I'm going to give you some tips for that too. But this was a really interesting question. Like I say, I always knew which one was my favorite, but never thought about why. So these two properties I'm going to share with you, one of them is a flip to let. The other one is a flip to sell. I'm going to talk through how I bought it, why I bought it, what due diligence I did on that property, what I've done to those properties, and what was my exit strategy with those properties too. Also, by the way, with the one that I did the flip to sell on, you're going to wonder why I didn't do a flip to let, why I didn't buy it, refinance it, get all my money out plus profit, and then keep the property as a rental investment. Well, I'll explain that as well. And it'll also give you an idea of when you should rent a property out, when you should let a property and keep it, and when you should sell it. But everyone's going to be different, so this might just give you some ideas. And by the way, if you're just starting out in property investment, or you want to get into property investment in the future, then you should always ask yourself, what is your ideal property investment? So before you say massive profits and huge cash flow, just remember that with big cash flow and big profits does come big risk. So is that really the ideal property investment? If it's got big risk, is that really what you're going for if you're just starting out in property or just getting into it? Do you really want to go for big risk? I don't think you do. I don't think you should anyway, but hey, everyone's different. That's entirely up to you. But my favorite property investments are safe, secure, and profitable. Very boring, very geeky, right? I quite like safe, secure, and profitable. What about you? Do you like the sound of safe, secure, and profitable? I think it sounds good. What do you think, by the way? What sort of things do you go for if you're looking to invest in property? Give me some comments. Anyway, so the first property investment I'm going to talk you through, this is my favorite flip to let that I've ever done. And also, if I could just do this property over and over again, this would be the ideal. So a couple of years ago, this property came through my property broker. And by the way, the difference between a property broker and a property sourcer is that the broker sits between the sourcers. So the broker works with sourcing agents, estate agents, auctioneers, repossession firms, probate firms, property sellers, and then brokers those properties after the broker has done their own due diligence and brokers the properties to existing investor clients who are vetted, signed up, and work with the property broker. They're quite serious buyers, whereas a sourcer is the actual person who goes out finding the properties and then finds the buyers. Now, sometimes sourcing agents go out and find properties and then go to a broker to provide a decent vetted buyer because they know they're good buyers. Anyway, so yes, this one came through my property broker. And this was a flip to let. Now, I bought this property for £150,000. I'm going to run through a load of numbers here. I'll just run through them quite quickly to give you an idea. So I bought the property for £150,000, and I bought it with cash, which I raised through a private investor. And that private investor charged me 10% per year, so they lent me all the cash to buy the property. Awesome. So that job done valuation, by the way, so I bought it for 150,000 cash, and then the job done valuation was going to be 220,000, but probably sell for about 210, something like that. And by the way, there is a difference between the sale value and also the mortgage value. So this one here, I bought this property for 150, the job done valuation was 220, and it would probably sell for 210. And I've just explained the difference between a sale valuation and a mortgage valuation. They're very different. And I have actually done a video and a podcast on the different ways to value a property. So the refurbishment on this property was going to be 20,000 quid. So it's a reasonably big refurbishment. It needed a full job throughout. And funnily enough, the people that lived in this, I don't understand how they lived there. It was pretty poor. You had damp throughout the property. The kitchen was almost falling apart. It needed all new flooring, all new plastering throughout. It needed complete, obviously, decoration. The front of the property needed some attention. It needed some repointing. Anyway, there was quite a bit of work to do. Oh, some of the floorboards were rotten as well. So, we needed a new staircase. Bloody hell, it was a lot to do. But you know what? That's what it's all about, isn't it? The stamp duty and fees was going to take me all in to about £175,000, something in that region. Now, this is a large two-bedroom house in a very popular area near me. It's a high-demand area. There's a very active sale market and a very active lettings market too. So I was looking at those numbers and that data, which is so important, by the way. You must do your due diligence. And I have done a podcast on due diligence, so have a listen to that on The Anonymous Landlord. The tenant type that I was going for here was a longer term professional tenant or small family, because it's a big two bedroom house. Now, it is also in a high appreciation area. And by the way, there's a guy called John Penquett that you need to follow, because he'll love the shout out, first of all. But also, John Penquett is like the god of property data. And I speak with John a lot. I was on his podcast as well, by the way, The Ultimate Landlord. But he is the ultimate data geek, so you need to follow him. Anyway, so it needed a full job done, but I was confident in spending that money on this property, because once the job was done, I knew it was highly active. I knew it would attract the tenants that I want to attract. And it was a very safe, secure, and profitable investment. So, just to recap those figures, bought it for 150, all in for about 176, and then job done, it was worth about 220, probably sell for about 210. So I refinanced, I think it was 168,000 back out. So I've left about seven or eight grand in that property as my own cash, right? I gave the investor his money back plus his interest. He was happy. I then rented that place out for £900 a month. So it was a decent deal. It was safe, it was secure, it was profitable. I get my cash back nice and quickly. The investor gets their cash back nice and quickly. And I've got a lovely property rented out to longer term tenants. So everyone's happy. And by the way, you always have to do that due diligence to make sure you're going to get the tenant that you want. And then that dictates what type of refurbishment you do. It dictates what type of properties you buy. So I refinanced that. I got all my cash out. And I now know that I've got a decent deal that is going to return my cash. I was going to get all that cash back in about 14 or 15 months. And I'm also making profit as well. And it also grows in appreciation quite quickly. So that's my favorite buy-to-let investment. My favorite investment that I've ever bought for myself or brokered for one of my broker clients. So really happy with that one. The second one is a bit of a newer property. And it's a flip to sell. So you might have heard me talk about this one before, and it's relatively new. I bought it for £49,000. I know, right? £49,000. How can you buy a house? It's a three-bedroomed house as well. How can you buy a three-bedroomed house for £49,000? That's just madness. Anyway, the refurb was going to cost about 10 grand. Fees and stamp duty and all of that sort of stuff was going to put me, cost me another £10,000. And by the way, this one came from Tony Fares, who is watching. Say hi, Tony. Give us a like, give us a wave, give us a comment. Tony Fares is a very reliable and trusted property sourcer that my property broker work with, and also that I work with myself personally. So if Tony's not actually watching anymore, can someone tag Tony in this? He'll love the shout out, and he deserves the shout out. He works his socks off. So anyway, this property, yeah, bought it for 49,000, 20 grand refurb, tax fees, all that sort of stuff. So I'm all in for about 70,000. And then the job done value is going to be about 110. Not bad at all, huh? Now, it would probably sell for about 100 to 105, but it's a very nice deal. But I mentioned earlier on about the difference between a mortgage valuation and a selling valuation. They are very different things. But it's a very nice deal. But I'm not going to rent this one out. I don't know, you're thinking, hang on, whoa, those numbers mean that you should be able to refinance it, take all your money out that you've spent, and then move on to the next. But no, there's a reason why I'm not going to rent this one out. I could refinance it. I could get all of my money back, because remember, you can finance up to 75% of the property's value. But on this one, I'm not. Now, this property would rent for around £575-ish, there or thereabouts. The mortgage would be about £250 a month. Management, etc., probably leave me with about £180 a month profit, there or thereabouts. Or I could sell it now, get 30 grand profit straight in my pocket, maybe even 35, maybe 40, but minimum 30 grand straight in my pocket. So I can either have £30,000 right now in my pocket cash, or I can get £30,000 over the next 12 years through the profit from the rent. Which would you prefer? 30 grand in your pocket now, or £30,000 over 12 years? I think I'm going to go for the £30,000 right now. Now, look, obviously you've got appreciation as well to take into account, but calculating it, I'd probably get that £30,000 back with rent profit and appreciation over the course of about 8 years. So I'd much rather have that 30 grand now, because I think if I can make £30,000 a year for 8 years on flips, then that's more profitable than making £30,000 over 8 years, right? There you go. So that's why I did do that. But also, if you've got a lower rent property, then there's less margin for error. So the property rents out for 575 and it's a big house. So therefore, the boiler is working harder to heat that property up and keep that hot water going, because it's having to work harder. So if the boiler goes and you have to replace the boiler, but you've only got £575 a month rent coming in, that's gone. That's negative cash flow. So I don't really like buying properties that have a lower rent value, unless there's a significant reason why I should. But the reason this has become an immediate favorite for me as a flip to sell is because it's a new area for me that I've not invested in before, and I love the numbers. The numbers are great. I've checked the demand. I've done all my due diligence on that property. It's a highly active market for lettings and sales. I checked the area, it's a good standard, and the property itself is good. There's also the added little bonus that I'm going to apply for planning permission to build a property just next to it, because there is a plot of land that belongs to the property that I could build on. So I'm going to find out what the options are to build another property next to this place. But it's exciting, isn't it? You can get your imagination going because there are options with this property. Anyway, so now I guess it's over to you, isn't it? What's your favorite property investment so far and why? I think it's really important to ask, why is this my favorite property investment? Why do I love that property so much? Or if you're just starting out, then what's your ideal property investment? Is it cash flow? Is it flip to sell? Is it flip to let? Is it a two-bed house, three-bed house, four-bed house, two-bed flat, one-bed flat, whatever? Now, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, well, it's just money, whatever the money returns. But I want you to think about money, risk, as well as your own comfort zones, what you're comfortable with, what you're scared of, what you're not scared of. It's all very interesting. And by the way, if you are just starting out and you need some advice on finding properties, or maybe you found a property and you want some advice on due diligence, or some help with due diligence, or maybe you just want to find the right deal in the first place and not lose money, then let me know. You can message me through Facebook. You can email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. You must know that off by heart by now. What I do is set up free discovery calls. And it's called a discovery call because it's for property investors, whether you're a seasoned property investor, you've got property portfolios now, or you're just starting out, or you want to start in the future, and landlords too. And you can use that discovery call for whatever you want. It might be advice on getting started, how to invest, where to find property deals, raising finance, help with contacts. I've built up a really reliable and trusted UK-wide contact base. Mortgage advisors, lawyers, contractors, estate agents, letting agents, property sourcing agents. And so I can help you with all of that. It's a free discovery call, normally between 15 and 30 minutes, but you guys know how I waffle on, so it can go for a bit more. Or maybe you just want my property broker to start bringing you property opportunities. It's up to you. Whatever you want to use that for, then just let me know. And landlords, that can be for a discovery call for advice on legislation and tenants and evictions and management. Anything to do with agents or whatever it may be. Or you might even want to find out about the landlord-to-landlord property sales service. I still haven't got a good name for that yet, but I'll work on that. Anyway, a 30-minute discovery call means that you can ask whatever questions are burning on your mind, and I will do my best to help you out with them. There's nothing else to it than that. I just want to help as many people as I can. And look, of course, along the way, if you say to me, Tom, I want your property broker to find me some property investment deals, I can help. If you say, Tom, I want your letting agent to manage my portfolio or manage my properties, then fine. If you want me to connect you up with my mortgage advisor or my lawyer, then fine. If you want me to do anything like that, just let me know. More than happy to help. But just to recap very quickly, my best property investment deal is probably my most boring. And it was the one that I bought, I did a complete refurbishment on, and then rented it out. It's nice and safe. I didn't get all my cash back out. I left about $7,000 or $8,000 worth of cash in there, which I calculated was going to be returned to me over about 14 months, something like that. But it was a cracking deal, and it's a safe, secure, profitable investment. And those are the three words I'd love you to remember. If you're getting into property investment, your due diligence should all be around safety, security, and profitability. And that is it. So hopefully that's another thing. And remember, it's like I always say, if you're going to be the best version of yourself at one thing, then be the best version of yourself at everything you do, or at least try to be the best version of yourself at everything you do. And as always, my name is Tom Soane, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.